the man runs up to Jesus and kneels down before him. I think we get some sense of what this man is about just through those actions. There's this clear, profound desire for goodness, for life. He puts the question, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Life that is without bounds, life that has no limits. It's the kind of life that I think we all want, and we can all see the value, the power of that life, a life that is just the abundance of God, the abundance of God's goodness. I mean, we hear this echo, we hear this longing, this desire, you know, right across the pages of Scripture. In the Psalms, we hear, you know, that's the soul longs for running streams. So my soul is longing for you. The deer is thirsting for God in a dry, weary land. So my soul, so my nephesh is also longing for you. Psalm 42 and Psalm 63. We have this longing. We have this sense. And yet for this man, there is a problem. He asks, you know, what must I do? And Jesus gives him a sampling, at least, of the commandments. And the man, probably, you know, with due honor and with truth, is able to say, well, look, I've kept all these from my youth. And then we get that wonderful turn of Jesus looking at the man, looking into his eyes, gazing at him and loving him in that moment. And through that love, through that look, the man is cut to the heart. And in some ways, Jesus is able to see beyond the externals to what lies at his heart. See his desire, see his goodness, but see also his lack. I mean, we hear it in the question in some ways. What must I do? There's this desire that's there, but it's a desire in some ways that's disconnected from everything else around him. Because the man is there, caught up in himself. And Jesus says, there is this one thing that you lack. And it's, again, tailored specifically to this man. This isn't instruction that is given to everyone right across the pages of history. Jesus will look at each of us longing with this longing of love and gaze into our eyes to see what is the one thing that will prevent us from embracing fully the gift of God. Because that's what he's wanting. He's wanting us to experience that abundance of God's goodness. He's wanting us to know that love and that fullness. You know, he has on offer, you know, a gift that he wants to give us. But when we're holding on to these things, this man's possessions in some ways possessed him. He wasn't free. He wasn't capable of surrendering and of letting go. When we're holding on to whatever it is that might be preventing us from finding our true life with God, we can't let go. We can't cling to whatever else that God is wanting to give us. First, we have to let go of whatever we're holding on to, whatever it is that is preventing us from being free. When Jesus looks at us, when he gazes at us, when he is able to cut to the heart of the matter, he will be able to see and know what is the one thing that is our problem, our issue. And what is your thing probably won't be my thing, and what is my thing won't be certainly yours. It's something that sometimes changes and morphs over the course of our lives as well. When we're young, it might be just, you know, whatever the next bright and shiny thing might be. It might be relationship. It might be indeed that desire for wealth or for fame or for, you know, all kinds of other things. Then as we go through life, it might change, and our reputation might become the thing that we can't let go of. Whatever it is, Jesus is wanting us to be free in order to experience that full abundance of life with him. In the writings of St. John of the Cross, in the first book of the Ascent of Mount Carmel, chapter 11, paragraph 4, John gives the example of a bird, you know, wanting to fly away, wanting to be free, wanting to just embrace that fullness of life. And John says, look, it doesn't matter if it's just a single little thread that holds that bird bound, or if it's this heavy rope. It doesn't matter which it is, you know, as long as that is holding that bird back and preventing it from flying, then it's not able to be what a bird is meant to be, free and to enjoy the fullness of life. St. Therese of the Child Jesus uses a different image She talks about, you know, that God wants to fill us with his abundance, but for some people that's just this tiny little thimble. Perhaps all of us are given a little thimble when we're born, but when we've got our hands full of so many other things, all we can hold is a little thimble amidst all of that. But God's wanting to expand that. He's wanting to make us more capable of holding and receiving his grace and his love in a much deeper and stronger measure. And so, you know, he wants to expand that little thimble into a teacup, or he was wanting to make it into a coffee mug, or he's wanting to make it into a bucket. He's wanting to expand that capacity. But we need to open ourselves and to surrender. The only way that we can come to God is with hands that are empty, to let go of what we might think we know about God, to let go of anything that will prevent us from experiencing this abundance of life. At the end of the gospel last week, Jesus told us about the way of little children and inviting us to become like little children, to enter into the inheritance that God has prepared for us. So also this week, we need to be free from whatever it is that's preventing us from experiencing God's love. John of the Cross, again, in the spiritual canticle, will tell us that to the extent that we desire God, to the extent that we love God, and he will fulfill that, he will respond to that. We need to surrender and let go of anything that might be getting in the way today, and just to let God gaze at us, to allow us to experience that freedom. Let that love, let that look of Jesus gaze upon us. The psalm today provides us with a bit of guidance and direction as well. In Psalm 89:90, yes, it tells us, you know, that life is short. There is this, you know, this sense of real limitations around our life. And it's important for us to reflect and to meditate upon that and to recognize that in the kingdom of God, desiring God, longing for God, that's worth giving away everything else in order to embrace this one essential gift of loving him above all else, but not by ourselves, not alone. It's in the context of a community, in the context of our neighbors. It's the only way that we can go to God, never alone, but with one another. So let's indeed hold each other in prayer and pray for that freedom. Pray that we will experience that gaze of Jesus today as an act of liberation. It's an act where we can let go of all things that are not of God and finally surrender so that we might indeed receive that gift of everlasting life with God.